This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the 21st installment of the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi of more than 18,000 crore rupees at Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu yesterday. The amount will support 9 crore farmers across the country. Mr. Modi also inaugurated the South India Natural Farming Summit on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the agriculture sector has witnessed transformative reforms in the past 11 years. He said the country is on the path to becoming a global hub in natural farming.
भारत नेचुरल फार्मिंग का ग्लोबल हब बनने के रास्ते पर है. हमारी बायोडायवर्सिटी एक नया आकार ले रही है. देश के युवा भी अब एग्रीकल्चर को एक मॉडर्न स्केलेबल अपॉर्चुनिटी के रूप में देख रहे हैं. इससे देश की रूरल इकोनॉमी को बहुत बड़ी ताकत मिलने जा रही है.
Mr. Modi said farmers received the benefit of 10 lakh crore rupees through Kisan credit cards. Prime Minister Modi also felicitated 5 distinguished natural farming specialists on the occasion. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar submitted his resignation to the governor yesterday and staked claim to form the new NDA government. Earlier in the day, Janata Dal United Chief Nitish Kumar was elected as the leader of the National Democratic Alliance NDA legislature party in the state. The decision was taken during a joint meeting of newly elected MLAs of the 5 constituent parties of the coalition in Patna. Samrat Chaudhary was named the Bihar BJP legislature party leader, while Vijay Kumar Sinha was chosen as the deputy leader during a meeting of the newly elected MLAs of the party in Patna. JDU leader Nitish Kumar will take oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar for the 10th time today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and many other dignitaries will attend the event. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a 3-day visit to Chhattisgarh, Telangana and Andhra Pradesh from today. During her visit to Chhattisgarh, the President will grace the Janajatiya Gaurav Divas celebration at Ambikapur. On the second day of her visit, President Murmu will inaugurate the Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav 2025 at Rashtrapati Nilayam in Secunderabad, Telangana. On Saturday, the President will grace the special session to commemorate the centenary celebration of Sri Satya Sai Baba at Prasanthi Nilayam, Puttaparthi in Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Johannesburg, South Africa from 21st to 23rd of November to attend the G20 Leaders Summit. This will be the 4th consecutive G20 summit held in the Global South. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that at the summit, Prime Minister will put forth India's perspectives on the G20 agenda. Prime Minister is expected to speak in all the 3 sessions of the summit. On the margins of the G20 Leaders Summit, Mr. Modi is expected to hold bilateral meetings with some of the leaders present in Johannesburg. He will also be participating in the India-Brazil-South Africa Leaders Meeting being hosted by South Africa. Foreign Affairs Minister of Australia Penny Wong reached New Delhi yesterday on a visit to India. She will co-chair the 16th Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today. The visit offers an opportunity to build on the various facets of India-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Germany will not achieve its own 3.5% defence spending target by 2029. Defence Minister Boris Pistorius said, as the country ramps up spending in the wake of Russia's war with Ukraine, Germany's defence spending will only be 3.05% of gross domestic product, GDP, that year. A NATO summit in The Hague this year agreed that allies will reach a new spending target of 5% of GDP by 2035. The target is made up of 3.5% in the defence budget and another 1.5% of defence-related spending. Indian shooters continued their impressive performance, securing more medals at the 25th Deaflympics in Tokyo, Japan yesterday. The duo of Abhinav Deshwal and Pranjali Prashant Dhumal clinched gold in the 10-meter F pistol mixed event by defeating Ya Yu Kao and Ming Hui Siu. And that is the end of this news bulletin.